on a very gorgeous but very hot day in the city. It's the Mets and Cardinals at Citi Field. We pick it up bottom two. Lucas Duda digs in.
It's a drive deep right center field, back to the wall, and this one is gone. Just over the yellow line and into the bullpen. 1-0 Mets. Takes a lead, now the pitch. A swing and a drive, left center field, that ball gets down. It's going to the wall. Carpenter is on his way to third, he's being waved around. The throw in from Conforto. The relay by Reyes to the plate, too late! And the Cardinals have tied the game on a double by Pham.
And let's see if Tommy Pham can put a charge into one. A swing and a high fly ball left field. This might leave the yard, it's a goner! Tommy Pham gives the Cardinals the lead 2-1 in the eighth inning. Here's a swing and a long high fly ball, deep left field, Pham at the wall, it's gone. Wilmer Flores hits a pinch home run, tying the game at two. The winning run is at third base after the single by Rivera. And here is Jose Reyes coming up. Rosenthal to Reyes, swing and a ground ball fair. Carpenter gets to it, and he cannot make a play at first because Rosenthal couldn't get there. Reyes is safe. The Mets win the game in the last at bat.
It was a loss not befitting of the Cardinal way, as closer Trevor Rosenthal forgot to cover the bag in the bottom of the ninth, leading to a 3-2 walk-off loss at the hands of the Mets. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
But I mean, today, the curveball is as good as it's been. I mean, we're watching our guys starting to pitch a little different when something isn't there for him. But, you know, he had a good fastball. He wasn't putting it exactly where he wanted to, but at times had that real good sink. You're seeing swing and misses on the fastball and the sinker, and you know that's just attributed to good movement. But the breaking ball was something that he used very effectively today. Yeah, we got to be covering there. That's, that's something the guys have been working on. It just has to be something that you're thinking about ahead of time. Yeah, big day. And nice job by Carp scoring on that. But, you know, we were having trouble getting anything going against Lugo. And, Tommy took it in his hands and put us in a place we wanted to be with the right part of our bullpen out there. Unfortunately, just couldn't shut the door.
A solid effort for Lance Lynn on Thursday as he goes six innings of one-run ball, striking out five. But the veteran righty settles for a no decision after throwing 104 pitches. Here is Lynn speaking to the media following a 3-2 loss to the Mets.
As the day went on, early on I was missing. I got myself in a lot of 3-2 counts those first two innings, which, you know, made the pitch count a little higher than I like. But I was able to, regroup and get through six.
Was it because you had talked about having a command and feeling as good with all your pitches? What was the issue today in the early game?
I was just trying to be a little too fine early on. Ball was running off a little bit, and as the game went on, I was able to hone it in, and I was able to throw all pitches for strikes and move it in and out.
Brett Cecil could not protect a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth as he gave up the game-tying home run to Wilmer Flores, leading to the heroics of Jose Reyes in the bottom of the ninth as the Cardinals suffered a 3-2 loss. Here is Cecil sharing his thoughts after the game.
Anytime you lose a game, you're frustrated, whether you're in the game or not. It's frustrating to lose.
I know there's a number of 60-some games to go, but time is becoming a little bit of the essence here now. You've got a bunch of teams ahead of you now.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to keep grinding. I mean, we say it all year, but, time is running out, but you don't want to, press and press, because that's not going to make anything better. Just got to focus on fundamentals, making better pitches, hitting, fielding, everything. Just got to be better, I feel like.
The Cardinals try to bounce back on Friday at Wrigley Field as they take on the arch rival and world champion Cubs.